نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Honorable Ulama, respected Hufaz, brothers, sisters, our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, tonight is the 28th of Sha'ban, 1445. Our topic for tonight is the issues related to Taraweeh Salat, and we know in few days time, inshallah, Monday night in South Africa, Southern Africa, that Taraweeh will commence, inshallah al-Aziz, on Monday night. So let us understand what is the Quran Sharif first and foremost, and how important it is in our life, and then the important issues that we should take cognizance of whilst performing the Taraweeh Salat. The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest and biggest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All Prophet's messengers came, they had miracles, and then that miracle went away, and they passed away. Isa Alayhi Salatu Salam will come back, and he will be a ummati of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we see the Quran Sharif is a living book. And if we study the noble Quran, we will see every day new sciences, new disciplines, new masail can be made istimbat of and deduced from the noble Quran. Second, we see that in time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was reciting the Quran. But he did not know from the back, Master alayhi salatu salam was walking. And he told him, Ya Abu Musa, O Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu warda, utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. You have been given one of the golden voices of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam will recite the noble Quran on the day of justice because he has such a melodious golden voice. So we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us here that the Quran Sharif is supposed to be read in a beautiful manner. So he, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, you are hearing what I was reciting? This is my normal recitation. Lo alimtu annaka huna, if I knew you were here, then la habbartuka tahbira, then I should have read my extra special recitation, and you should be really elated and delighted and so happy. So it shows that that is what the Quran Sharif demands from us. Come to the Khulafa, and we see the great rulers of Islam. People came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda and asked him, Ya Khalifata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat in the noble Quran inspired you, motivated you the most? What did he say? Me and you read that verse 50 times, 100 times or more. But do we ever think the translation, interpretation, that he, Siddiqa Akbar radiallahu anhu, made? And the translation was, قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that everyone will practice according to their own disposition. So what translation, interpretation he made? He said that, Ya Allah, you will continue forgiving and we human beings will continue sinning. Imagine what a wonderful translation, interpretation he made. So we human beings, we are weak and we have so many sins and vices. So we will continue with the sins. But Allah is Ghaffar. Allah Jalla Wala will always continue forgiving, provided that we have Iman and we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sincerely. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Ay Iman walo, O you who believe, turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah that is nasuha. Someone came to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu and asked, what is this nasuha? He illustrated the point via an example and said that when you extract the milk from the she camel or the cow, do you see the milk going back into the animal, to back to the others of the animal? He said, no. Said, that is tawbah and nasuha. So we have this few moments and hours left for Ramadan Mubarak. We should be begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and making sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, out of your benevolence, out of your grace and mercy, you are sparing us for this month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Grant us barakah in this month of Sha'ban, the few days, few hours that are left. And spare us for the month of Ramadan, O beloved Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the first lesson we must learn. People came to Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, and asked him, which ayat inspired you the most? 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, 540 rukus. So which verse inspired you the most? What did Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu say? غَافِلِ ذَمْ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. He said, Almighty Allah says, I will continue forgiving the sins. I will continue accepting the tawbah and the repentance of my servants. So see, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu giving us a positive message. When people came to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu Zun Nurain, they asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, did which ayat of the Noble Quran inspired you the most? What did he say? He said, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorur rahim. You announce to my servants, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am ghafoor. I'm the one who's very, very forgiving. Ghaffar, ghafoor can have two meanings. One is to forgive, and one is to make sattari and to cover and conceal our vices. Wa'afu anna, Ya Allah, forgive our vices, our sins. وَغْفِلْ لَنَا. We say past, present, future. For the past, وَعْفُ أَنَّا. Forgive us. وَغْفِلْ لَنَا. Currently, presently, Ya Allah, make sattari, cover and conceal our vices and sins. And for the future, وَرْحَمْنَا. Envelope us in your mercy. So see, Ya Nabbi, Anni, Anal Ghafuru Rahim. I am Ghafur, that I will forgive you always. I will cover your vices and sins, but we must have Iman. We must have that sincerity, that connection with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabul alim. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about punishment. But first, a positive message. People came to Sayyidina Ali, Haydar al-Qarrar. Look at the titles of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He is Fatih Khaybar, is the month of Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and he reads poetry, I am the Haydar, I am the lion, and I am the one who will advance, I will not retreat. And when you go, my brothers and sisters, now for Umrah, you should be doing this. You are in Makkah Mukarramah, then go and visit Taif, and go see where is Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's masjid, where he's buried. who in visit remember Masjid al-Addas, when the Master alayhi salatu salam visited Ta'if the first time, Addas radiallahu anhu gave the grapes and water to the Master alayhi salam. Go and visit where the Ma'rika, the Ghazwa Ta'if took place. So all these are places. You see today when I came there to the Masjid Ispingo Beach. So I just entered where my nephew Mona Ismail Karim and them stay. So I had a good smile, you know, because I came a little bit late. So there were 2-3 brothers in the Masjid, but where we placed our shoes, so I saw a lot of monkeys there. They were doing all their gymnastics and exercises, you see. So when they saw me walking in, then they looked at me and they all ran away. So why I'm telling you this, so I asked some of our brothers who went to Taif. I say, I believe you went to Taif. What you saw in Taif? He said, I saw a lot of monkeys there. I say, what else you saw? He said, no, I saw Sheraton Hotel there. I say, what else you saw? He said, no, I saw monkeys and Sheraton Hotel. The main things we don't see, we just make one chakkar and we come back, you know what I'm saying? So when you go to Taif, Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is there, Masjid al-Addas is there, all open now. And remember where Ghazwa Taif took place. When you finish, don't just come back to Makkah. Then go to Sail. Sail is your miqat. And there they have wonderful facilities. You come with your ihram, and then you go there, you take your shower, your bath if you wish, otherwise just make wudu. And then your salat and everything, and then you perform umrah from there. Hanafi says compulsory to perform umrah from there. When you in Medina Munawwara, mashallah, our qari sahab read now, Maulana read, wonderful qiraat, wonderful Naat Sharif. So when you in Medina Munawwara, 150 kilometers away from there is Khaybar. And what do you see? That day you will see the fort where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu entered. And how he defeated the jutlas. 15 jutlas, 15 sahaba radiallahu anhu became shuhada and martyrs. 1-5. Some ulama wrote 16 sahaba. And the jutlas, 93, 94 of them were dispatched to hell in the 7th year of the hijrah. And it was the month of Muharram. Our children today in Palestine, they take that incident and draw so much inspiration. And what they say, they have nothing in their hands, only iman in their heart and only stones, no arms, no ammunition. And they reply and they respond to the jutlas and the army and say, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Oh jutlas, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are who? Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have come again to show you we will beat you in your own backyard. See today our children, our mujahideen, dicing with death, and the enemies don't know what to do. So remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's title is Fatih Khaybar. They asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Haydar, the lion, that what do you say, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah? Which ayat motivated you the most in the noble Quran? See the answer he gave. Surah 39, chapter 39, just now Qari sahab read. Verse 53, Qul, say Ya Rasul Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu wala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. O my servants, all of you wherever you are, who went beyond the limits. Who didn't go beyond the limits? We all committed saghira, kabira, minor sins, major sins. Allah alone is sattar. He covers and conceals our vices, our sins. He's ghaffar. He forgives us. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned. Never despair in the mercy of Allah. A Muslim must always remain positive. People will condemn us. People will criticize us, but by Allah, me and you must never, ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah says in Surah Yusuf, La yay'asu min rawhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. The only people who lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah are non-Muslims. We are people with Iman and Islam, my brothers, my sisters, my beloved students and youth. So, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah has announced, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah forgives all the sins. So me and you should have one favorite verse. A verse when we are down and out, we draw inspiration, motivation from that verse. I'm speaking of 68, 69. When we were becoming Hafiz by our Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, I spent 1 hour with our Honorable Ustad today. Hafizahullah, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. So what do you see? We didn't know Arabic. When the Ustad is not there, we have our own discussion. Which ayat you like? Which ayat you like? So they used to ask me, but which is your favorite ayat? So I used to say, Surah 22, verse 78, the last line. The last line of the 17th supara. فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ. When we started learning Arabic, I said, what a magnificent verse and message. فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ. Allah is the best of protector. وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ. And Allah is the best helper. So every one of us should have one verse. Allah speaks of this, my brothers, sisters. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Allah revealed this Quran Sharif. Allah is speaking of you. So what must we do? Take that inspiration, motivation, draw it from the noble Quran. When Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So now we perform Maghrib Salat. How many of us read our Salat with khushu? Here we are, 100 of us, 50, whatever. If I ask the brothers which surah the imams have read in Maghrib Salat, so what we will say? How many masajid this happens? Because on Q&A we have every day, especially Ramadan time. So they will write to me and send a WhatsApp message. Last night we had to repeat our Taraweeh 2 rakats. So I asked them, who tell you what happened? He said, no, the Imam Sahib read 1 rakat Taraweeh or he read 3 rakats Taraweeh. I say, Imam Sahib making mistake, I can understand, but you 30, 50, 100 of you, what you were thinking of? You were thinking of your second wife or your fourth wife? You were thinking of your second business or your fourth business? Or what were you thinking of? Pala pala, how much money you got under your matras, or what you were thinking of? So the imam can make mistake, that is natural. But you, how many of you at the back, what you were doing? So that is the lesson we must learn. Therefore, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لِيَلِيَنِّي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَىٰ. So what happens? That those people should stand behind the imam, who know exactly what to do if something happens, that the imam gets stuck, or the imam, we have to rectify him, or the imam makes a mistake, he's supposed to stand up and he sat down, or something like that. So today we see so many funny things happening. So one day, you know, sometimes the imam, they wear short kurta, you know. So then they go into ruku and so forth. So then the ruku, the kurta gets stuck in between, you know. So the one chap pull the ruku like that, pull the kurta like that, you see. Like that. Other chap say, no, leave it like that. What funny, funny things. Last night I gave a story. This is a true story, and you'll know the person. You're from Ispingo Beach, from Ispingo Hills. Qari Yusuf Nurbai, rahimahullah, one of our best readers in South Africa. He was here in Ispingo Beach, early 70s, he left for our side for Lanesha. He told me when he went to Lads, so he used to read very slowly, you know, beautifully, no fast and all. So he says, when I used to go into Sajda, this one, two people used to take their fingers and tickle my toes and my heels and all. So afterwards he asked them, bhai, what you're doing? Say, we're telling you, you're reading too slow, you must read fast. You play with your imam in namaz. Can you believe these type of things here? These, we're not speaking about children, we're speaking about adults doing all these funny, funny things there. Imagine all these kind of things. So this is, did we read our salat with khushu or khudu and all that? So every verse in the Quran, we must ask ourselves, is this verse applicable to me or not? You honorable imam, honorable hufaz, if I tell you you're a big crook, you will take great offense. But see the quality of our salat, our taraweeh we're going to read. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah speaks about the hypocrites, they're reading Salat. When they make zikr of Allah, they just make shortcut, quick, 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 quick. So when we go into ruku, sujood, all that, what we do? Subhana rabbil azim, sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahu akbar, subhana rabbil ala, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. So one Baji wrote to me a few years ago, he said our imam goes so fast that I sit on a chair, I'm old, but he goes Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Tomorrow I'll have to wear safety belts and come for Salat. You understood? So this type of things. So how can we be reading Salat like that? I mean, what is Salat, my brother? What is Salat? Every word in the Quran, we must study the history, philology of it, to understand the beauty, the glory of the Quran. As-Salat. Ismail Kareem is my sister's son. Right? So we have Silatul Rahim, a special bond. He's my nephew, okay? So we say Silatul Arham, to join the family ties. Salat is called Salat, As-Silatu Bayn Al-Abdi Wa Rabbi. It's the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. But if we just make up, down, kiss the ground, back to town and we back, you know, as up and down and move it up, and everybody is happy. It's no more Tarawih, it's Farari. What are we reading? Who's fooling who? See, brothers. So it shows we are not giving the Quran Sharif the necessary respect. Ikrimah, radiallahu anhu, Abu Jahl, you know, he's aduullah, enemy of Allah. Ikrimah is radiallahu anhu. Go open Sunan Darimi, Hadith Kitab. In there it is mentioned, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu arda, before opening and reciting the Quran Sharif, would take the Quran Sharif, place it by his face, kiss it and say, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine. So we said Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu warda, before opening the Quran Sharif, he used to kiss it and what he used to say? Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. So my brothers, it should be embedded in our heart, the greatness, the majesty. الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِي. The true believers are those who they recite it as it ought to be recited. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Not bang, wham, thank you ma'am and finish, you know. It's not hit and run stories, brothers. So we must think about that tomorrow properly. What are we doing as an imam? Every day you should prepare yourself. See you youngsters. Tomorrow you should do this. It's Sunday. Your teacher is nearby. Go to your teacher. Kiss his hand. Tell him, Ustaji, make dua for me. Tomorrow, Monday night, I'll be standing on a musalla. You taught me the Quran Sharif. And make dua. There must not hit a blackout. One day I was in the Haram, Medina Munawwara, Makkah, Medina. Sheikh Huzaifi was reading. In that 8 rakats or 10 rakats, he made over 20 mistakes. You will say he was off form. You understand? That's what happens sometimes. You must remember that. You just can't get going. You must remember. I can't take the name now. So one day there was an imam Ye in your Natal. So he got stuck in Salat. You see. Neutral gear. Can't go forward. Can't go backward. That Sami also was thinking of his second wife or third wife or what, you understood. So now what? Everybody silent. South Africans don't want to speak. So the Muazzin from Malawi, you understand, from that side there, Lilongwe, Blantyre or wherever, Limbi. So he decided now these people are quiet now, Summun, Bukmun, Umyun. So let me speak. So he said, Shia lo tatamuye. You understood? Just leave this here, take another one. What you making all matakut koro quarantine, mehman we say, you understood? So just read kul wallah and make rukuna finish, you understand? We'll sort it out after the salam. You see, like that. So we should know all these things. Yeah. So tomorrow you're going to be the imam. So for Tarawih, Monday night, inshallah. So tomorrow, speak to your teacher. He's very far, telephone, all that. And your parents, tell them to make a lot of dua for you. Give out some charity, standing on a musalla is no easy task, it's difficult. And then, jaisi niyat, waisi baraka, that what is my niyat in performing this Quran, this Taraweeh? Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter 15, verse 9, surely we revealed this noble Quran, this reminder, and definitely we are protecting it, preserving it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Allah Jalla Wala, my brother, my sister, Allah took His attribute, Hafiz, and He transferred it to me and you. You are Hafiz Muhammad, Hafiz Ahmad, Hafiz Zakariya, Hafiza Saliha, Hafiza Jamila, Hafiza Aisha. Imagine Allah took His attribute and He gave it to me and you. What an honor that is, I'm asking you. Huwa khayrum mimma yajma'un. It is better than every bounty that Allah gives us, our gold, silver, money, whatever it is. All that is secondary, the Quran Sharif reigns supreme. Second one, my brothers, now you're going to come on the musalla. At least look like an imam, you know. That you have a nice kurta on, you have a nice izar on. I read Taraweehs, then different place, different parts in the world. You look at the imam, you think maybe he's in some, you understand, film show or something. He just come with a shirt and trouser. He go into sajda, I don't know, he had coconuts or what. At the back you can see the crack and everything else. So afterwards I asked him, Imam, you're nuts, so what? So he got very upset. So he said, how can you call me like that? So I said, but when you were going inside, you could see a lot of things, you understand? We could see your crack and all these type of things. See, so you're nuts, so what? So dress, Quran Sharif is teaching us. Ya bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O children of Adam, when you're coming for salat, you must wear zina. You must wear respectable clothes. You're not standing in front of a prime minister, president, king, or crown prince, or clown prince, or somebody. You're standing in front of the king of kings. Put nice some itar, perfume, all that. JC niyat, WC baraka. So we should be carrying ourselves. And your aim is not just to read the 8 rakat, 6 rakat, 4 rakat, 10 rakat, and 20 rakat and move away. No. Every day I must be teaching the congregation something new. See, I give you examples how you should teach them. So mashallah, our Jamal brothers, they have, you understand, Fazail Ramadan. So very good. You can read that every day one hadith. You take my book, Ramadan Q&A. In there, we got the Ramadan diary. Every day in Ramadan, what happened? First of Ramadan, it is the 20th year after the Hijrah. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Sahaba went to Fustat, went to Cairo, went to Egypt, and they conquered Egypt in the year 20 after Hijrah. And it was the first of Ramadan. 17th Ramadan, Badr. 21st Ramadan was the Mefate Makkah. 28th Ramadan was what? How Tariq bin Ziyad and his army went and they defeated that Rodrigues there in Wadi Alaqa. So every day you will find something there. It will motivate you, give you inspiration, give inspiration to the youth. And they must know a nation that does not know its history has no future. And when you know our history, see today on the groups, on Telegram, and all that we sent out, you understood. Who is Abdul Qadir Husseini? Who is Izzuddin Qassam? Izzuddin Qassam, till today we remember him, the Qassam Brigade. But if you ask the Muslim today, tell me something about Izzuddin Qassam. When did he pass away? So we sent the whole profile out today to the groups. Tonight go and read it, go read it tomorrow. Who is Abdul Qadir Husseini? Not this Abdul Qadir Husseini, the real Abdul Qadir Husseini. So what things, what heights they went to, and how they defeated the enemy there in Palestine and occupied Palestine and so forth. So these are how that people will get motivated, inspired, remember that. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, I told you this incident before also. And remember that for 3 consecutive nights he saw, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, a dream. Every night he sees he's in a church. He says that this means something, you know. Sunday came, they said, let me go. It's for them, it's not for me and you now. So Sunday came, he camouflaged himself, he landed himself in the church. But backbencher, you know, in politics you can sometimes be in front or right at the back. So he was a backbencher sitting at the back. Yeah, the father, the priest, the whatever you want to call him, pope or whatever, he came. He's keeping quiet, the people are telling him, start, everybody is waiting. He says, no, I cannot start my lesson today and my sermon today. So what you mean you can't? Said, today in the congregation there's a Muslim here. Maybe he also saw something. Who is the Muslim? Please come right in front. So Hazrat Bayezid, now his cover is blown. So he said, yes, I am the Muslim. He said, come here in front. Silence in the church. He said, I'm going to pose questions to you. Only one proviso. Every question you must answer from the Quran Sharif. No, from here and there. All of you who are hafiz, you must become hafiz like this. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. The more taqwa we have, the more Allah will teach us directly. Quran says so. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. He placed his trust solely, only in Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wa may yatawakkal ala Allah, fa wa hasbu. When you place your trust only on Almighty Allah, Allah is sufficient for you. I'll go through it quickly. He, the priest, asked, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad, Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? Wakhtilafil layli wal nahar, the alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, the pen which Almighty Allah created and commanded, you must write the destiny of everybody and everything. Thumma istawa ala al arsh, the arsh of Rahman, and the throne of Allah, only He knows. And then third one, AK 255. A.K. Aytul Kursi. And 255, Wasiya Kursi Yuhu Samawati Wal Ard, the Kursi of Allah. Only He knows, nobody knows this. What is four and not five? The four divine books, you must remember, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and Quran Sharif, he read all the verses. What is five and not six? The five daily salat. Wa aqimi salata tarafayin nahar, wa zulafan min al-layl. That أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل. So all those verses here. What is six and not seven? Third, he said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Allah says, we created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe in 6 days, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion reached us. I was a young boy. And we had, you know, religious studies, whatever they used to call. A Christian teacher, so he taught us Monday to Saturday, God created the universe. Dakale kufur, kufur nabashat, naklul kufri laysa bi kafiri. So this is kufur what he said. It's blasphemy. He said, God got so tired that Sunday, God said, he did this, I can still remember, non-Muslim teacher. Whether it's Master Moonsami or Ramsami or Govansami or Padyachi or whatever. So remember, he said, God got so tired, he said, even I need a rest, and he did like this. He said, God also went to go rest. You see, astaghfirullah. See what Allah says, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ, and no fatigue, no tiredness reached us. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمٍ. So we reject it totally with the contempt it deserves. Seven, and what is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah created seven skies, seven earths, and so forth. What is eight and not nine? Wa yahmilu arsha rabbika fawqahum yawma idhin thamaniya. On that day, remember Almighty Allah on the day of justice, eight angels will carry the arsh of Rahman. His bingo is very good. We have 9,900 people will say, come to my house, come to my house. So there was a place, you must remember, and Quran says, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهَطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Nine people, all troublemakers and mischief makers. What is ten and not 11? The silence in the church. تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. You go and perform tamattu, hajj, kiran, hajj, you have to slaughter the hadi what our people call Dhamma Shukar. If you can't afford it, you have to fast 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I see 11 stars. And then what is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. 12 lunar months in the Islamic calendar. Allah Ta'ala prescribed, ordained us the day Allah created the entire universe. You said all your answers are right. So it means even he knew. You know some of these people, they study. He said, I have two more questions. My penultimate question is this. Who is that person who was in the grave, but the grave was moving around everywhere, and then he came out alive from that grave? He said, very easy. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, the fish swallowed him, and that became his grave, and wherever the fish was going, he was inside. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. After 3 days, 40 days, some ulama say 3, some say 40. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمِ. And then we threw him out, meaning Allah told the fish, now he must come out. So he was in the grave and he came out. He said, 100%. He said, the last and final and ultimate question for you, Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah, we say. The question is this, you see, Ghazza strip. Ghazza strip. Kita'u Ghazza in Arabic. West Bank, Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. You students, you ulama, you brothers, you must learn the Arabic terms. So he asked the question, the priest, which strip of land, which piece of land, the sun was shining there once only. Never before did the sun shine there. Never again will the sun shine there. He said, very easy. He said, Subhanallah, what's the answer? He said, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, these Bani Israel are in bondage, in slavery. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ Night time, when they're going to have their jowl, and they're going to have their party, wine, dine and swine. You know, non-Muslims, they must have that, you know. They must have wine, dine and swine. While I'm busy on that topic, you know, I'm not saying we have it like that, but sometimes this etikaf we have, 100 people, 500, 200, the amount of food that comes there, it becomes like one big party. You must remember these things there. So what happens is this, I told you this incident yesterday or the other day. You know, I travel here and there, so they were telling me this youngster, he sits for itikaf every year. So I asked him, I believe you sit for itikaf every year in this masjid. He told me the masjid. He said, it's true, I must sit. I said, why you like this masjid? He said, the chows are number one here. You see, you will get so much chows here, you will never get in your house also. Now imagine, is the intention of i'tikaf to look and search for Laylatul Qadr, or is making Qadr of the all the food? He's a connoisseur. Taste this one, taste this one, taste this pudding, taste this dessert, taste this ice cream, taste this. So every day a different menu, you see. So we must think. Jaisi niyat, jaisi barakat. So they're going to have a big party. That night you must go and take the bondage people out of bondage. So they left. But Allah warned Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you will be pursued. So they going. When they got a little bit sober, they saw the Israelites all are gone. So now they pursued them. They walking, they were their camels and horses and whatever they had that time. So they caught them up. So the people told Musa alayhi salam, now see, you cause big problem for us. Inna lamudrakun. We are caught now. In front is the ocean, behind is the army. Nabi Musa alayhi salam say, kalla. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayyadeen. May Allah will guide me what to do. So ya Allah, what must I do? Fadrib bi asaq al bahr. Take your stick and strike the ocean. When he struck the ocean, 12 parts came, Quran says, and then they crossed it. What time they crossed it, my brothers? This morning you read Salat, quarter past 6, 6:30, whatever time. Ishraq Salat. See what Quran says. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ Mushrikeen with a kaf is non-Muslim idol worshipper. Mushrikeen with a kaf. You see Makkah Mukarrama, they have the gold watches. They write their shuruq. That shuruq don't mean your ishraq. It means sunrise. You must add another 15 minutes there, then you read salat. So remember that at ishraq time, the sun is rising in its beauty and glory, and yet the water is opening, and the Israelites are crossing. Pharaoh and his army are witnessing all this. So that strip of land, that piece of land, the sun is shining on it. When the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades came, then the water came back to its original place, and we see they all drowned. So that's the only piece of land. He said, all questions, 14 out of 14, 100% you're right. He, Hazrat Bayezid, told him, sir, priest, whatever, you understand, that you ask me 14 questions, do I have the luxury of asking you one question? He said, go ahead. He asked him, ma huwa miftahul jannah? Jannat ki chabi kunji kya hai? What is the key to paradise? For buhita allazi kafar, he couldn't answer. So he looked down. So he then, Hazrat Bayezid, said that, sir, priest, do I have the permission from you? I respond to my question. He said, go ahead. He read, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So the whole crowd there, you see, Allah gives bisharat, bushra, to his awliya, Allah khasane khuda. Do this at that time, do this at that time. So, they say our priest good for nothing, like the Pope, we challenge him 100 times. Pope, read the Bible in the original language, by heart, by memory, in the original language, so the answer comes, there's no hope for the Pope, you see. So, we tell them that now you can't produce one person, we give you 1,000,000 people, you see. So, what happens is this. So the people said, he asked 14 questions, the Muslim answered. The Muslim asked one question, he can't, so rather we join the Muslim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. So my brothers, my ulama, my imams, all of you, once you have that Quran in your heart, once you have the Sunnah Mubarakah in your heart, wallahi, you will fear none. You will fear none. Because the azmat, the majesty, the greatness of the Quran is in your heart, and you know that Allah will protect you at all times, all places. So we have the best, let us share it with the rest. Now let's see what we're going to do. When you study the Quran, you find there are 540 rukus in the noble Quran. So every night you're going to read 20 rakats taraweeh, right? So if you read per rakat, one ruku, so 20 rakat per night, so you will finish on the 27th night. So that is the wisdom of 540 ruku. Our ulama, India ulama, Fatawa Alamgiri, so they wrote this masla there in Fatawa Alamgiri. Our ulama call it Fatawa Alamgiri. The Arab ulama call it Fatawa Hindiya. So remember that if you want to do that, excellent. I myself this year, I said, inshallah, I will complete the Quran Sharif on 27th night, inshallah, if Laylatul Qadr. So you must have that in your mind already before you start the Quran Sharif. Which night are you going to finish? You want to finish 27th night, excellent. You want to finish 29th night, very good. But if you are finishing any other night, then my advice to you, always try and finish the odd nights, 21, 23, 25, like that. Because those nights are special, special nights. So very important that is. Second one, brothers, that you are the imam. Now you go, you know there are 15 sajda tilawats in the noble Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say you're supposed to perform all 15. Hanafi say 14. We leave out the second one in Surah Hajj. Shafi'i say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Sa'd. Whatever it is, this is academic discussion. But be honest, all of us are imams, Taraweeh time. So what do? We'll say Allahu Akbar and we go straight into Sajda Tilawat. Then what? We just read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Half the imams don't even read that. They're thinking, from where must I start after I stand up? You know? So many Imams do that. And that is prohibited. You must remember that. To read Quranic ayat in sajda, not as a dua, as tilawat of Quran, is not permissible. Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran. I have been prohibited from reading Quran whilst I'm in ruku and whilst I'm in sajda. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, if it is a dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya, Rabbana dhalamna, that's fine, it's acceptable, it's good and it's desirable. So we should be very clear, what are the two duas? I want all you imams, all you hufaz, you got tomorrow, so Sunday use your leisure time in the pleasure of Allah, I will send it out inshallah tomorrow morning. That the two sunnah du'as for sajda tilawat, both are sahih hadith, and both are mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So when you go into sajda tilawat, in salat, out of salat, so read it like that. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu, wa shakka sam'ahu, wa basarihi, wa quwwatihi. So sajada wajhi, my body, my anatomy went into sajda, into prostration, thanking Allah alone. And then, وَشَقَّ سَمْأَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ, He granted me the faculty of hearing and seeing, بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. So we're thanking Allah Ta'ala. So the proper sunnah, we are living it. To read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la in sajda tilawat is not sunnah, it's permissible. And the sunnah dua is this dua. One sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we practice on yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, your sins will be forgiven. Second dua also Tirmidhi Sharif. Then you say the dua, you go into sajda tilawat, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, you record for me, in lieu of the sajda, a reward. Wadda' anni biha wizra. And you remove for me, Ya Allah, the sins I have committed, because I made the sajda. Today you got inshore, offshore account, here, there, in Zurich, and Switzerland, and where? وَجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنْدَكَ زُخْرًا. Make for me a treasure there by you, O Almighty Allah. Whatever we do, Surah 2, verse 127, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Allah, aap isko kabul farma dijiye. See the dua. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. So, Ya Allah, accept it from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood. The word alayhi salam is not there, but we say it out of respect and reverence. Another point Allah just put. Allama Shami rahimahullah ibn Abidin Shami wrote, in some masajid I have seen myself, Tarawih time, they put big, big boards here in front. So after 4 rakats, you like to pause, you know. So you want to read the dua, Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut, and that old dua and all that. Is that dua a sunnah? It's not a sunnah. We have to teach the people the true sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. So you must remember that the dua is jaiz, but it's not a sunnah. Therefore I'm giving you ulama the reference. You go see what Allama Ibn Abidin Shami wrote. Certain things have become for years now, 50, 60 years, a tradition, a custom. But we must draw a dichotomy, a distinction. Is it sunnah or is it just an adat? It's just a custom. We're not saying it's not permissible. We're saying it's permissible, but don't consider it as a sunnah. So then the fuqaha, the jurors, they ask, what must we do? They say, insha'a sabbaha, you can say subhanallah. Wa insha'a sakata, or you want to keep quiet. وَإِنْ شَاءَ أَسْوَلَّا, you want to read salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or 2 rakat salat. In Makkah Mukarrama, Taraweeh, they used to read. 4 rakats they read and then they stop. And then the people make 1 tawaf. When I went first time 74, Ramadan time, there's small crowd, I'm giving you my life history 50 years ago. First time my parents came from here, I was... Such a small crowd, Ramadan time, every round you could kiss Hajar Aswad. So imagine 1,000 years ago. So remember, after 4 rakats, they used to go round the Baytullah, read 2 rakats salat, and then the next 4 rakats start. When they ask Imam Malik rahimahullah, how many rakats tarawih? Everybody agrees 20. Nobody says less. All this 10 and 8 which the Salafis got is rejected. Remember that. So, when they ask Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, 20 you read with the Imam, but you read 16 on your own. So he said, what you mean 16? He said, no, in Makkah, they make tawaf and they read 2 rakats. So in Medina, we can't make tawaf, obviously. So we will read 2 on our own and then we read another 2. So 4 with the Imam and 4 on our own. Are you understanding? So then he got 36 rakats plus 3, so it's 39 rakats like that. So anyway, this is all academic discussion. The point I want to make is this, we must learn what is the true sunnah. Then you got witr. What are you going to read after witr? You're the Imam. You have to educate the people. So you must tell them, brothers, we're reading witr now. After the witr salat, everybody should read the following dua. It is sunnah and nabawiyah. What is the virtue of sunnah? In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni. Study the philology, the history. When you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to that calf, you call it tabi'. So that calf will follow the mother in all walks of life. So we have to follow the master, alayhi salatu salam, immaculately in all aspects of life. Then the benefit of it, yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Allah, jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So Sunan Nasai, Sahih Hadith, the master, alayhi salam, not only for Ramadan, even tonight when you read witr, what should you do? So you read, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the third time, وَرَفَعَ صَوْتَهُ. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his voice Mubarak and prolonged it. Third time, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Like that. So we'll practice on it from tonight, inshallah. And go tell your wife you got a present for her. She'll say, what present? You say, tonight we must practice on this sunnah, how to read witr salat, you see. And in the morning we wake up from tomorrow, sehri time, 3 o'clock, whatever time, early. So minimum we're going to read 2 rakat salat, hadith in Ibn Majah. Husband wake up the wife wake up the husband, and you read 2 rakat salat, 2 rakats. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, His benevolence, His mercy, His grace, He instructs the angels, this person, Abdullah, Amatullah, record their names amongst those people. وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتِ. These are the people who remembered me profusely and abundantly. Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, we do little, but Allah appreciates it so much, and we are written among those people who remembered Allah abundantly. Allah gave us so much beyond our perception comprehension. But what He said, we do little, Allah says you did a lot. Allah gave us so much, we can never thank Allah enough. But what He says, قُلْ مَتَاءُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. That all this mata, the benefit, and all the provision, and everything you get. You know, there's an imam, a linguist par excellence, Imam Ismail. Imam Ismail, 3 words in the Quran were troubling him. We're discussing Quran, so you should know this. He said, let me leave the metropolitan area, go there in the periphery, on the outskirts, maybe these 3 words can be solved there. One word he couldn't understand properly, what is mata. Qul mata ud-dunya qaleel. That this goods and provision of the world is very little. Lo and behold, man jadda wajada, you make effort, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for you. So he went to the periphery, he heard the conversation between mother and daughter. Mother asked, Ain al mata? Where is the mata? So now he understood what is mata. You're going to go home after Isha, go to your kitchen, you will see your wife, your mother, your daughter got one lapi, Afrikaans lapi, a rag. That rag is always dirty or is always wet. So it got no value. It get lost, nobody will bother about it. So that is mata. So the mother asked the daughter, Ain al mata? So the daughter answered, Ja'a al-Raqim, Ashab al-Kahfi wal-Raqim. This word was troubling him. So Raqim means that dog that is black and white in color. Some black, some whiteness in it. Say, Ja'a al-Raqim. So second word got solved. Ain al-Mata', Mata' got solved. Now Raqim, that got solved. وَتَبَارَكَ الْجَبَلِ And it happened in Cape Town. So now it ran away to Table Mountain. Oh, they are that side there in Makkah. It ran away to Jabal al-Nur. They ran away to Ye and there. You know, a lot of things happen. So let's just say Cape Town or Mount Everest or Kilimanjaro or wherever you want. So three words troubling him, all in this one, two sentences got solved. Mata. So mata means that the dirty rag. And Raqim, the black and white dog. And then Tabarak, you go higher, 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 higher. I say, Barakallahu fiqh. You're getting married, you got married. We say, Allah gives you barakah. Allah elevate you, elevate you, elevate you. See the beauty of the Quran. Speaking of Imam Ismail. Imam Ismail had a young girl. She was reading poetry. Young girl, 8, 9 years old. He said, Ma afsahat. That how eloquent you are in your Arabic language. She turned around and said, Qatalaka Allah ya Imam. Imam, how can you praise my kalam? You are the linguist par excellence. You are the grammarian par excellence. You never read Quran, Imam. She's rebuking, reprimanding the Imam. She said, Imam, listen to this verse. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحَزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ I won't explain in detail, it's older. So for you ulama students. So what she told Imam? She said, فِيهَا أَمْرَانَ وَفِيهَا نَهْيَانَ وَخِيفِيهَا بِشَارَتَانَ وَفِيهَا خَبَرَانَ In this one verse, there are two commandments. In this one verse, there are two prohibitions. In this one verse, there are two glad tidings. And in this one verse, there are two information. You're praising my kalam. Praise the kalam of Allah Jalla Wala. So honorable imams, please, we beg you. You are the representative of the community. So don't worry about people and don't go sell the Quran. You say, I'll make Tarawih, yeah, you must put $1,000 in my account. When I used to travel, I used to meet this Egyptian Qurra. You know, you meet them here and there. He said to me, Sheikh, I want to speak to you. I said, Tafaddal, ya Sheikh. He said, tell the trustee there, he must pay me more. How can he give me so many dollars only? Give me $100. I must get $500. Imagine they only go those places where they're going to pay them. Brothers, leave all that there. Khulus mehe fulus. Do your work for the sake of Allah. Allah will open so many doors for you. So don't say, no, I'll go to this masjid, I'll get a big check, I'll get a lot of upla, I'll get a lot of money and I'll get a lot of this and all that. Forget all these things there. Last message, when we make dua, occasion of Khatmul Quran, so remember Hadith Bukhari Sharif, بِئِسَ مَا لِأَحَدِمْ أَن يَقُولْ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ It's very bad for a person to say, I forgot this verse and that verse. Bal nussiya. So read the dua, Khatmul Quran. Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nussina. So see, not nasina, nussina. So that is how we're supposed to read it. Hadith. And you musallis, one last masla for you. Sometime we wait, we talk there, when the imam is about to go into ruku, then we rushing in. Then how we make ruku? We are already bending down and make Allahu Akbar, but we are already in ruku. Our salat broke even before we started salat. So how is that now? So we must be very careful about that, brothers. So this is our last program. Allah Jalla Wala thank and praise and reward all our directors and so forth who are helping us on this mission and message of ours, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team, all the directors of Radio Ansar, all the directors of Sirius, our Bhuti Ghani there in Wakhis, Muhammad Khan in Lanesha, all our ulama, mashallah, Maulana Salim Kareem, Maulana Musa Lahiziz Ahmad, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, and all of you, the imams here and trustees and so forth. Last message I got, we'll make dua now. Every day I beg you, my brother, my sister, my youth, my children, sehri time you awake. Take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and make special dua for Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Me and you're going to have 5, 10, 20 course meal. They don't know where the next meal will come from. People are passing away because of starvation. This is a cursed nation we are dealing with. Allah cursed them so many places in the noble Quran. So I beg you, one tear of ours, inshallah. Victory is ours, that's for sure. But when will the victory come? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. So I beg you, brothers and sisters, Allahumma ajdud wat'ataka ala al-yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, you tighten your grip on these jutlas and you decimate and destroy them. So that much we'll do, inshallah. So we got 2-3 minutes left, inshallah, to make dua. So let us, inshallah, we all turn to Allah Jalla Wala and we make dua now. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم اجدد وطأتك على اليهود الظالمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش الأمريكيين وإسرائيليين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. When we finish our dua, we should say Ameen, Ameen ourselves also. Why? It means Allahumma istajib du'a'ana. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Inshallah, azan will go now, and then the Isha Salat, and then you go home. Don't run away now. Read Salat, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq.